about you. All of those things are what you're going to start communicating on Instagram. Number one, you need to start off with your profile picture. Your profile picture needs to be a sharp image of yourself, because when you have a logo, people don't tend to relate to a logo. They relate to the person behind the page. So if you want to have a personal brand on Instagram, you need to have a sharp quality profile picture that shows your face clearly. Second, your bio. Your bio needs to explain exactly what you do. Now, it doesn't just needs to be about just business, right? Because you're trying to start a personal brand. And what a personal brand is, and by definition to me, is attaching your personality to a brand, okay? Let's say you have a business, right? Let's say you have a business and you're selling some type of sports drink, right? And you just like, you wouldn't just get on here and just keep posting the sports drink, like pictures of the sports drink. In order for that to sell, people need to trust the brand. They need to trust the brand. They never heard of that sports drink name before. So what you do is that you attach a personality to that sports drink. And the more that people like the personality, the person that's actually holding up the sports drink, the person that's actually explaining how it works, and you know, you see them at the park drinking it, the more that people can trust the personality, the more that people will actually try out the brand. So that's what you do with any product or service when you're trying to have a personal brand. You attach your personality to the product. And then you actually use your trust, you use your likability, you use your voice, your confidence, you use all of those things to build likability and trust for somebody to buy your product. So don't get this confused and just think that a personal brand is just all about you, because it's not. Okay, it's not about you just being personal all the time. You need to figure out ways to tie your personality back into what you're selling. So if you have something that you're selling, you need to be really emotionally tied to it. You need to be using that on a day-to-day basis, because if people can see that you use the product that you're actually talking about and you're actually passionate about the product you're talking about, then your personality blends in with that. There's no type of a gimmick that you need to do, because that's something that you already believe in. So something like with me, I have a personal brand on Instagram and I sell Instagram marketing services, right? The way that I actually tie my personality back into Instagram marketing services is that I grow my page, right? I grow my page. I make sure that my page has 30,000 followers. I make sure that I have a good bio. I make sure that I post pictures, videos, get a lot of comments, things like that. So people can already see that I use my own product. Now, the question is, when I start to actually sell Instagram marketing services, who is this person that's selling it to me? Can I trust this person? So that's why I always make sure that I put my voice out there. That's why I make podcasts like these. That's why I make, that's why I create books. That's why I make 1 minute short videos, just so people can hear my voice and my personality. Because there's thousands of businesses right now selling the same services I sell, but they cannot be me. So these are the three distinguishing qualities that you have when it comes to actually having a personal brand. Number one, people are going to be tied to your story. You need to express your story all the time, because your story is not like anybody else's. Okay, nobody can have the same story as you. They can have a similar story, but they can't have the same story as you. So as you start to make videos about your story and make videos about the things that you overcame, the things that you're currently going through, and the things that you know you went through in the past and you changed as a person, that helps people trust you, because people are always tied to somebody that overcomes their own obstacles. They can trust somebody like that. They know that you're a passionate person. Second is your perception. Your perception is what really separates you from other people, because even though that you can be doing exact same thing as other people, right? You can have the same business, the same ideas. That doesn't necessarily mean that you guys have the same perception. So if your perception is way more positive about what you're doing, your perception about the world is so much positive than the other people that's in your field, then you instantly start to win. And also with your perception, you're going to have knowledge that other people can't speak about. You're going to communicate things in a different way because you see things in a different way. So you always want to make sure that you're talking and you're speaking and You're putting yourself out there so people can know the type of perception that you have. You want them to be drawn to your perception because they don't necessarily have your perception. That's why other people listen to other people, because they don't have their perception. You ever got caught into like watching a motivational video and this person is the same as you? You know, they have the same blood. They're a human being. They came from the same place you came from when somebody gave birth to them. The difference is they have a different perspective and they have a different perception on life. So while you're going through something and you just like thinking that it's negative, they're telling you like, hey, go through it. You need to struggle. You need to go through things. You need to actually push through things to make you a stronger person. Now they change the perception you have of your journey. So that's what you need to do. Put your perception out there on the things that you believe in, because that's how people are going to start to get sold into you. And then when they look to see if you have a product or service behind that, then it's like, oh, okay, I like this person because they have a cool perception about life and they also have a product or service that I need. Why wouldn't I get it from them? I like this person. I like the way that they think. I want to do business with you. So that's how you sell people on your perception. And then the last thing is your style. You're like, everybody has a style, right? You see how I talk? Not everybody talks like this. You see the way that I look on Instagram? Not everybody is going to look like that. So you have a style that people want to figure out. How do I have that style that you have? How do I speak like you? How do I talk like you? How do I look like you? How do I wear certain things that you wear? People do that when they first find a person that they want to be like motivated by, or they feel inspired by. They want to kind of take your style. So the more that you actually do start to speak on camera and put out more content and start to build your Instagram page, and people are going to recognize that you have a dope style that comes with that. It's not just about the followers. It's not just about you having a nice profile picture, a nice bio. People start to see that you have a unique style. So those are the three distinguishing qualities that you need to have when it comes to having a personal brand on Instagram. Don't take these lightly, because once you actually master these things, you start to put your story out there. You start to put your perception out there, and then you also start to put your style. Then people are going to start attaching themselves to you. They're going to feel like they're just like you. They can relate to you. And if you have the product or service that they want, then they're actually going to get it from you. Because people, honestly, guys, people don't like working with strangers. People don't like working with somebody they feel that they don't know. So the more that you can make people feel like they know you before they even start to do business with you, the more comfortable they feel with actually taking their card out their wallet and actually spending some money with you today.